Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. It's another week. I am so ready for tonight. I want to welcome my awesome co-host, Mo Bianco. What's happening, boss?
Yo, what's happening, world? Yeah, man, I'm excited. You know, Sunday fun day. I feel refreshed. You know what I'm saying? I had me a yellow Red Bull right before the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm good to go. I got the wings. They gave me some wings. And I'm ready to chop it up tonight.
He said he had a yellow Red Bull. Oh, yeah. I don't drink that stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, yo, I'm wired. I'm pumped, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm on 100.
Okay, on 100. Well, you know what? I just got off at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm gonna balance really each other out day today.
I'm gonna balance this. You know what I'm saying?
Man, listen. You know I'm always crunk. Right. Let's give a shout out to our top five: United States, of course, Italy, yeah. Canada, Canada back in the top five. All right.
Canada.
United
Kingdom, T-Dot.
Republic of Korea. So shout out to Italy and Canada showing out on our top five.
Yeah, shout out to Rome. Okay.
That's right. Keep them coming. Yeah. Keep them coming. We appreciate all of that.
We do.
How was your week?
My week was off balance. And if you know me, I like to be balanced. You know what I'm saying? That's my key is balance, structure, you know what I'm saying, routine. So it all started last Sunday. You know what I'm saying? For the people who listened last Sunday, I was like on location because, you know, I was out helping my wife, you know what I'm saying, glow up, you know what I'm saying, help her do her thing because, you know, she's passionate about certain things. But it threw me – that threw my whole equilibrium off for the whole week. You know what I'm saying? So I had – I don't know. I got – like Mercury, I think what you call it, Mercury retrograde, you know what I'm saying, for people with astrology, it was just kind of like I was fighting chaos this whole week. You know, I had some bullshit clients. But I did go to like the little sip and paint thing at my gig, which was cool, you know what I'm saying. I'm happy with my work. If you're on my Instagram, check out my picture. But that threw me off too because, you know, usually that's the day I grind, but that day I kind of took the night off. So now, speaking of, though, I'm back in full form because, like, today I got a chance to just rest up, you know what I'm saying, and handle some things. I'm finally almost done with my taxes, so I'm pumped up about that because that's been, like, a little cloud over my head. So now I'm ready to go. Like I said, I'm crunk for tonight, you know what I'm saying? Let's do it. I think we got a fascinating topic tonight. So you might see the Savage Gentleman, you know what I'm saying? The Savage Gentleman been on the low. But you might see some thoughts from the Savage Gentleman on tonight's topic. So I'm ready to get it in. How was your week?
Oh, man, my week was simply amazing, man. Nothing short of amazing. Like, I really can't explain to you one of the things that I said that I was doing. You know, I said, I'm moving in silence. And I kind of like this because one thing that I realized, you know, people really be watching you. And if they can't get to you, then they try to mimic what you do. They try to mimic you, you know. And yeah. I laugh, you know, I think it's really cute because a lot of people can't get to me. Like, I'm going to stop allowing myself to give more than people worth in my life, you know. Some people definitely, you know, want to work with me. Multiple people want to work with me. But, you know, I'm at this point, like, you want to work with me, you got to pay me. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is for free. And then, you know, when it's not for free, then they try to mimic who you are. And unfortunately, you'll never mimic me. You'll never get my art now because I'll never show anybody both of my hands. You know, you'll never know what it is exactly that I'm doing. So, you know, put your own twist to it. Good luck. You won't make it the way you think you're making it because you never make it where you want to go when you don't do right, you know, when you don't do business the right way. So, and I've been moving in silence, and I still have my my thing. I started, I want to say last year, the year before last, where I give a monthly blessing out. And actually, I picked it up, and I give one out every week now. And, you know, I just kind of been low-key with it because I don't really want to, you know, put it, you know, out there. I said, let me try, you know, before, you know, people see me giving out blessings, whether it's, you know, Cash App or lunch or just money, just whatever. And, you know, I did a lot of volunteer work when I was in Georgia. So it's just time to, you know, get myself realigned.
That's good karma.
Florida. But, you know, I've been on my weekly blessing here since the top of the year, and it's amazing because, you know, when you're not sharing it with the world, you know, I don't have nobody to say, you doing this just because, you know, like I'm doing this and nobody but me or the people that they tell know I'm doing this, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, I haven't even questioned at one point, you know, okay, you know, you know, the devil will ride you and be like, you know, you're doing this every week, right? You're doing a lot. And then it's like, yeah, I know I'm doing a lot because I'm expecting a lot, you know? So sometimes we have to beef up things that, you know, we don't know, you know, the outcome of it. But, you know, if you're expecting a lot, you have to do a lot. So I feel simply amazing in reference to that aspect of things, man, just the joy that I've been able to bring to people.
this year alone, you know what I'm saying, with the weekly blessings and the people that I've been able to help in the projects. So we got title work for 2 books right now. I was going to do 4 right now, but I don't like the time frames that I've been under. So I'm thinking I'm going to back out of the 4th one. The 3 is already on deck, but I think I got to find some more people to work with. And sometimes that's business. You got to rearrange what you're doing because, you know, unfortunately, I just don't need nobody. And especially when I'm paying you, I'm not going to be on anybody's time frame that's just not matching with mine. It doesn't have to be no hard business.
Yeah.
You know, it's I need to be on
your
goal. And whereas it'll take a project, you know, 2 weeks at one point. Now it's taking all of 3 weeks and some. So, you know, I don't know. I'll keep y'all posted. But I got a couple of pieces of artwork back. I'm super duper excited. You know, I'm making people cringe. You know, some people, you send them, you know, artwork and be like, what you think of this? You know, and they be like, oh, it's straight. You're all right. Or don't even answer. You know, I'm like, yeah, that shit making you cringe on the inside that I'm moving in silence, literally. You know, that's making them cringe up. I'm a better me. I'm a stronger me, and I'm super focused. So just stay tuned because, listen, my sleeves are rolled up, and I'm about to start dropping some stuff from out of these sleeves, man. I'm on one right now, and it feels so amazing.
I'm so humbled.
And, the energy, no matter how exhausted I am, is still there because I still get to, you know, share moments with my family that these moments didn't exist for me, you know, for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, other than a relationship, but that's not the same thing as your family. So I'm learning to indulge in these moments and realizing why it wasn't for me to get up to go to Atlanta because I can't get these moments back. You know, we getting older, we not getting younger, and people just dropping off like flies. So at least I'm creating new memories for myself as opposed to just hustling. So I've been a really, really excited champion right now. Right, removing individuals out of my life because there's some people that don't need to be there. And it's some people that I've been, you know, giving more credit to than they deserve. And, you know, I just been on one.
That's what's up, man.
I'm
going
to be real happy when, you know, we take this show to this next level, man. I'm just going to be really excited. So I just wanted to let people know that some of the people that's out tuning in, I'm not sure if you got in, but I'm getting messages that they're working on a delay for the live show processing. So I'm not sure if you guys can tune in or if it's saying after you guys tune in, but I'll definitely, you can listen to the show. It'll be archived after it's over, after they fix this issue that they're having tonight. Everybody been having issues. That's why I had to stay to work.
That's why
I told you.
Like it's some retro gauge stuff coming on. You know what I'm saying? That, like I said, that's always just fighting chaos. You know what I'm saying? Because life is all about balance. So, you know, you gonna get some stormy weather.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Just like, you know, maintaining through the storm.
This technology been messing up all across the board.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yes, I noticed that. My plan was like a couple days ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It happens, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's just interesting, man. Just, you know, the energy where you just see kind of life heading, you know what I'm saying, as a whole. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's just different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel it's evolving just as a culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? With this whole digital age and just, it's just interesting. It's very interesting. That's why this topic is interesting. You know what I'm saying? Once again.
Right. And I'm ready to get into it. And so, this week I'm going on vacation this week.
Finally!
I'm going on vacation
up?
This week. Not
nice.
Super long one, but a decent one. Everything I already planned out, paid for. So I'm ready to get out of here this week to handle my business. And I'm like, for those that don't know, I'm like a geek, right? I'm computer geek. You know,
I'm dumb hoe on what
I do with my business and. I just actually got the last. Shut up! I just got the last pieces of my office set up, and I'm trying to get the office set up this week. And it's like really on some old geek shit, like three monitors type. Like, I'm going to give them a run for their money. Like, you just don't even understand,
like,
man. I'm just hyped because it's about to go. I'm about to go crazy. Like, I have no other reason not to. You know, I started back posting more on social media. And, you know, I'm just back into my zone. Like, you know, I have to believe in what I'm doing just as much as I believe in anybody else around me. So, you know, watch this. Watch me. This office gets set up. It's going to be dumb. I'm telling you, man, it's some crazy things going on right now. I'm super excited about it, man.
That's great.
If you guys have not checked out the website, go to themissLovelyBlack.com. You should know how to spell my name by now. If not, it's the T-H-E new N-E-W M-I-Z-Z-L-U-V-L-I-B-L-A-C-K.com. You'll find everything that I'm doing. You can keep up with everything that I'm doing without me even knowing that you're stalking me on the new MissLovelyBlack.com. So as things are released, I'll be posting them there where you can go and find them. And my goal is to really update this site as much as I can this year with just things that I'm doing. So super awesome. Shout out to my team, man, to everybody that I work with that's on my payroll and that's keeping this stuff together, man. I salute everybody. And everybody and what they doing, man. So, yeah, thank y'all. So tonight we're talking about why do women frown upon men dating younger women? And we're saying men of their age, you know, older women, older men, and they frowned upon men dating younger women. Now, here's why I chose this topic, because how these women seem to be so outraged about R. Kelly. I thought that I had to bring this around for them to realize and go back to thinking what the hell they was doing when they was young. Boom. I feel like, and listen, when I was young, honestly, I dated older men. I did not want a man my age. He wasn't doing nothing but running track, playing football, you know, playing tag with the girls, all of that. I wanted somebody who had something going for themselves, who had their own car. We don't need to be trying to catch no ride nowhere together. If I need something, I need you to be like, okay, here you go. You know, I'm hungry. I need somebody to come bring me something to eat. I dated older men. Granted, think about this. How old is your grandmother and grandfather? That's what I want the women that's tuning in to do. How old is your grandmother and grandfather? I guarantee you there's an age difference. Now, there's a percentage and a very small percentage that they don't have that big of an age difference, but there is. So what I try to figure out is that, like y'all allow the media to play you in such a crazy manner that you guys don't even understand that they playing you, because this has been going on around you for a long time. Listen, when I was 16 years old, I was working. I was working at the age of 15. I was making my own money, doing my own thing. I had more sense than people gave you. And now these millennials, they freaking millionaires at 21, 22. So you're not going to tell me that these new age girls at 17 and 18 ain't got common sense to choose and think for themselves.
Yeah, man.
I think this is women just being jealous that this man is somebody with so much potential. And as an older woman, you don't have too many options out here. I mean, honestly, ladies, I feel you. But what I'm saying is don't be double-sided. We don't have any options because they gay, they in jail, they dead. And the rest of these dudes out here, they fuck boys, okay? They ain't trying to get it. They trying to use you. They trying to come up. They trying to make every excuse under the sun why they bums or why you should look out for them. Listen, I got two boys at home, and those are the only two boys that I'm doing or investing anything to in 2019. And if you don't want to deal with me because I don't want to invest in you in 2019, then goddamn it, kudos to me because I did my job. I need to keep them type of people away from me. If you ain't bringing them the same thing to the table that I'm bringing it, I can't deal. That's just how that goes. Ain't no, okay, well, you know, I know I'm probably in a different position. No, because listen, men don't listen to what I say, and they think that they sex will get me to change my mind. You'll be in a fucked up position waiting on me to change my mind. There's not a piece of sex out here that's going to have me head over heels about no man. I am different. I am different. I'm not one of these gullible ass women.
Nice.
Yeah,
like that.
You know, most of these women
that's
allow
what,
men to run over them.
That's what I told you. That's what I told you last week or a week before. I'm different. But go ahead. I like that. Different, man.
I'm very different than these women out here.
Okay.
So that's why I choose to just chill
well.
And have my friends and whoever I'm dating and be excited and then just be moving on. My ADHD, man, that shit, I'd be excited this week and you get on my goddamn nerves and I'd just be like, all right. It ain't even no sense to me getting mad. It ain't no sense to me blowing your phone up because that ain't going to happen. Like, okay, I'm going to hit you a couple days and you keep on with an attitude and I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I hit you and you don't answer and you ain't got enough time. Okay, I'm gone. Like some people, I just be like, let's be friends. But then you got those same type of people that don't want to be your friends because they can't get nothing from you. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, I get it. That, you know, you like, you know, why you mess with these older men? But guess what, ladies? I'm going to tell you this. Listen. Put the phone closer to your ear. It don't matter how old she is, if you was worth something, that old man would be with you. All right. So what I'm telling you is that nobody can take from you what's for you. If you out here doing what you're doing, you keeping your shit together, you got your V-steams going on, you know, you doing what you got to do, of course. When you was young and you was dating a man older than you, you didn't think that that shit was going to change. You thought that he was going to start liking old women. When the older he got, no, he still wants some young type and prime stuff. And that's just how that happens. And that's why women then switch to young men. So how y'all were out here talking junk about men dating younger women, and y'all women stay talking about y'all got to look young thing. Oh, I got a young thing. He in college. He just got out of high school. He got a hook. He be laying that pipe. Oh, he go for hours. He get right back up. How you around here trying to cook dinner and have him in the house on the weekend with you? Oh, as long as he just come give me what I want and need, we going to be all good. You doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing. They might not be 16 or 17. Some of y'all hoes is sleeping with me at 16 or 17. But they might be 18 and 19 years old. He legal. So that's cute when a woman do it. He legal. That's what y'all say. Because the wood good. Y'all get blindsided. But when a man do it, oh, I hope it's not your daughter. I hope it's not this. Man, listen, if I had a daughter, if my daughter was 16, 17 years old, to be honest with you, my daughter was 17. That's probably when I started allowing her to date for real. But if she was 17 years old, you understand me? My daughter, I don't want her with no 17, 18-year-old boy because he can't teach her nothing. He can't bring her nothing to the table. He can't elevate her because he the same age she is.
Yeah.
What are you gonna bring to the table?
You hitting some good points and you hitting some points that, like, you know, everybody be so politically correct to say something different if they ain't going on with the group think. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, oh,
y'all know
careful.
I'm not with the crowd. I'm my own individual.
That.
That's why I can't wait for them to give me my own national show. Because y'all going to just be mad. Y'all going to be rioting every damn other week. Because
exactly.
I just keep my damn mind. California, I'm waiting on my national show. Me and Mo ready to do this.
We ready to do this. Straight up.
We going to have to be a late night show because I'm not going to.
We keep it up.
I'm not
going to
water myself down for these soft-ass hoes. As Barbara Bates say, soft-ass hoes. I ain't finna water myself down because y'all want me to go with the crowd. I'm a leader. So you can't tame a leader. I don't think like y'all
say.
Need
more leaders.
Oh, man. Y'all was out here fucking older men. And y'all old asses fucking these young men. And then you want to have so much to say, man. Listen, start looking in the mirror. The only thing that's different from people that live their life in the limelight, everybody can get the news fast. And most of all, black blogs, they are quick to bring us down. Do you see that the black blogs, They don't bring white people down, but they bring black people down. And that's how they stay in business. You know what I'm saying? That's the code. They're sellouts, okay? Now, I love me some Shade Room, but how often do you see the Shade Room tearing down a white person?
Yeah, I don't even
don't worry,
I
wait.
No,
but how often do you see them slick tearing down somebody black? Come on, man. And that's what we feed off of. And so, therefore, we have made them to be so big because we feed off of the negativity of our own. I want to see somebody that ain't discriminating, like TMZ. That's why I watch them. They be like, you lying. Yeah. TMZ don't discriminate. They put everybody on blast,
okay?
They
on blast, right? They trying to find a scoop
on everybody.
You don't
care if you white, you black.
That's fact.
They rock
with
you.
Exactly.
Right. They giving it to you, but I'm just saying, like, ladies, y'all got a lot, like, y'all ain't doing what it's some R. Shelley's out here, okay? It's some R. Shelley's out here now. I just want
you
to understand
away.
That.
Wait,
I know
you saying
who
Barbara? Wait, hold on. You saying Barbara Bates, R. Shelley's? I don't know who these people are, but I'm watching.
Barbara Bates
is
Ocho. Okay, Barbara Bates. When I say Barbara Bates, say soft assholes. Barbara Bates is Ocho Cinco's girlfriend. Thick to death. I love her. She's so motivational. She's so positive. Even when it's down and she's trying to be down, she still come up positive. I love her. And that's her name on social media, Barbara Bates. I think it's Barbara _ Bates or something like that. I love her. I love her. She's so down to earth. Barbara Bates, you know what I'm saying? That's who be saying that. So anytime I message her, she messaged me right back. You know what I'm saying? She's just amazing individual, man. Like, beautiful bitch.
What's up, man?
Right. She ain't overrated and watered down like these other bitches that get a little clout and a little name and then get watered down.
Got you.
She take her time.
Got
to name. She
and who the other
woman,
person you just said?
Now, R. Shelley. Okay, you know how they discriminate against R. Kelly? And he the man version. R. Shelley is the woman version, bitch. There's some
okay.
R. Shelleys out here fucking these young boys and don't nobody know because you ain't got no fame, bitch. You out here doing
okay.
the same thing R. Kelly doing, R. Shelley. Calm your hot ass down and get off that man dick. Sometimes
okay.
you got to give
that's
a reality check. And that's probably why they're not going to give, that's probably why they dragging their feet on my national show. Because, see, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I ain't about tearing our people down, but I'm going to just tell you what's on my mind for real. So some of y'all out here are Shelley in it and get off the young boy because he got a crook in his penis. And then go get on social media. He's so wrong. Mute R. Kelly. Bitch, you a hater. That's what you is. You a hater. You trying to stop
hating,
this man's side. You know what I'm saying? Because you bored. Because you in your project
like
apartment. Because you on the bunk bed, bitch, and you grown. And you ain't got nothing else to do but be a hater behind a screen. Y'all need to get it together. What's your take on the R. Shelley's out here in the world?
The R. Shelley,
why do you
man.
Think
all
women...
Right, so.
Frown upon men for dating younger women.
All right. So, look, I got to paint the picture all over again real quick because we went from R. Kelly, then we said R. Shelley and all this. And this is I told you that I thought this was a fascinating topic, and I like where your thought process was with getting it because the whole R. Kelly in the news. So, first off, I just got to say this once again before I even get into it. So, all right. So, check this out. In my opinion, the reason why R. Kelly is getting dragged through the news once again is because he so-called got away with a crime in 2000, 2002, whenever that happened or whatever. When the 15-year-old, you know, was urinating or whatever, he urinated on her, whatever he did, she was 15. It was clearly him in the video. And if he was going to go down and do some time, he should have did the time then. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have had no problem with it. Like, that's just the rules it is. That's the United States. You know what I'm saying? You got to abide by the rules. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason,
right.
He got off. So you can't retry the guy for the same thing that he got off. Once you get off, you get off. You know what I'm saying? That's just that. And I just see some O.J. Simpson shit going on. Like, when O.J. Simpson, you know, supposedly got away with what he did, whatever, and then he got into some stuff and they couldn't wait to throw him in jail. So that's why I see with R. Kelly. So, and then the second part I'm going to say is I have no problem. If R. Kelly want to date younger women, as long as they, right now, the age is 18 or older. So that's it. So if they over 18 and he want to date young women, more power to him. So now, getting to my point, the savage gentleman in me, Look, I'm happily married, and I always say that because I am. I really am. I'm thinking I'm
hashtag
like a red joke. Exactly. So I love my wife, you know what I'm saying? But on this show, we talk about different things in relationships, you know what I'm saying? That's why I love doing this show every Sunday night, you know what I'm saying? We talk about these different issues. Sometimes I'm on the couch. Sometimes Miss Lovely Black is on the couch, and we help each other out, you know what I'm saying, with different things. Just sometimes we get callers to come in and give their point of view. So what I'm saying is this: I love me some younger women, man. Like, that's it. That's the new wave, man. Like, right now, it was so funny because, not to get off subject, because this was kind of like a chopper thing, but I saw this thing on Kodak Black. It was
when you say
about,
young, what do you mean young?
Yeah. When I say young, all right, I'm going to come back to the Kodak Black thing. When I say young, look, I don't want to say R. Kelly and just be like 18 or whatever, but it all depends. Like, if a woman is on my wave, you know what I'm saying? Age ain't nothing but a number. I know this is kind of no pun intended with Aaliyah, whatever. You know, I would never go, of course, below 18. And 18 is young, too, especially at the age I am now. I always say I'm a young OG. But if I'm going to keep it all the way 100, like, I have no age. It's no specific. If I'm attracted to the person and we vibe on a certain level, then it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying.
You said as long as they're over 18.
Yes. Yeah. If I'm going to keep it all the way 100. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to just say, but we got to vibe on a certain level. You know what I'm saying? And it's got to be like that.
And that's
you know
okay.
Saying?
That's what you feel.
Yeah.
That's
so
what
you
feel.
Why, you know,
welcome
aboard, you know,
Smooth.
What's up, Smooth? Yeah, a lot of people say this maybe because, you know, I don't have kids yet, you know what I'm saying? So some people may get upset because, you know, they might be OGs or whatever, and they got kids. They got daughters this, that age. So now they're like, oh, no, you know what I'm saying? But look, you know what I'm saying? These are the same dudes I grew up with, and we was always chasing young women, but now you got a daughter that age, and now you want to get all brand new. Like, I'm not trying to get at your daughter, you know what I'm saying? But I do like women, and I like younger women. I do. Like, the freshness, I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a younger woman, you can mold her, you know what I'm saying? You can. I'm a young person. I'm always going to be young at heart. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's why a lot of times.
How old are you
again? You didn't want to shout out my age. I'll be wanting to keep it a mystery. I mean, wanting to keep it a mystery for the listeners, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, I'm 40. I ain't no shame in saying that. I'm 40 years old. So that's what I was just trying to say. Because I keep a young spirit.
So he went from 25 to 40 to 43.
But if I'm keeping it 100, look, I'm fresh. Look, I'm going to throw it out there. 8'8", because I told you I'm a Leo. 8'8", 78, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's my numbers right there. 8'8", 78. You know what I'm saying? So
no, you don't never put your information out like that, boy. What's wrong with you?
8'8", 78.
Identity theft is a motherfucker.
That's why he's stuck in his ways, and that's why she can't have no sex toys. But speaking of sex toys, I wanted to give a special plug and shout out to Adam and Eve, man. Adam and Eve had some wonderful sales going on over the past 2 weeks, and I got a few orders from them, you know what I'm saying, and replenished my stock that I have and added some more things. So if y'all don't shop at Adam and Eve, man, that's a free plug, man. I rock with Adam and Eve all day, you know. But anyway.
Man, look, if you shop at Adam and Eve, you better give them one of your alternate email addresses, because they're going to spam the piss out you every day. 5, 6,
yeah, but they always got
promos
on the same
sale.
You don't put the mail. I got a couple of emails, so
man,
I got a couple of emails. But eventually it go to promotions. Promotions, and so it don't go to my updates or my primary. It go to my promotion. So when I want to get something, and always when I want to get something, the sale ended, so I have to call in and get them to find me a promo code, and they always got something, you know, pretty cool going on. So, you know, Adam and Eve, I ride with them, and I put in an order, and I think I got 11, and then 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16 items I got, man, and I spent like $120. So, you know, shout out to Adam and Eve. Man, it was something that I got in the second order, but, you know.
Nah, nigga, I just made an order 2 days ago. I'm waiting for my new womanizers to come in. Yeah.
What the hell is that? What the hell is a womanizer?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Who's that?
Ooh, that bitch nasty. I got two of them.
What's that?
Oh, no, you got to look it up, man. I just can't go ahead and
come on.
Womanizer. I got the premium.
Mysteries. All right.
I got the premium and I got the other double. Yeah, that bitch. Ooh.
The womanizer. All right, look, I'm going to look it up. And we'll talk about that next show, I guess. The womanizer.
Man, look,
all right. What's
up? At the end of the day, we got rules, man. We got laws. 18 is the rule. 18 is the law.
Yeah.
If you fuck around and you decide to say, hey, 18 just ain't young enough for me, and you get
that's
caught,
when you fuck up.
Hey, bro.
That's
when you fuck up.
But we're not talking about or below 18. What he's saying is, like, he's 40. So him being 40, if he buys, if they vibe with 18,
right, so,
like we're saying, like,
like at the end of the day, right, I was making a statement and you interrupted me. Now, we
you're
both
talking
know
about
my
below
18.
Stick to the subject.
Now, like I said, we have rules to this, right? So,
what's up?
Like I said, we have rules to this, okay? So, if an old bitch wants some young dick and is younger than 18, she go to jail too. If it's an old dude, he wants some young pussy and is younger than 18, he go to jail too. You want to know why?
Facts.
Because we have rules.
You got
I'm a grown-ass man. You's a grown-ass woman. We both know what's right, and we both know what's wrong. Don't get me wrong. I love me some tender pussy, but I love my asshole being sold the fuck up rather than go to jail over some young pussy. So once that bitch turn 18, it's on and popping. But if you
there
17,
you
16, 15, bitch, you too young. First of all, 15, look, nigga, the only time a 15-year-old can get this dick is if I'm passed out on the float from taking drugs, cocaine, and everything else, and I wake up like, oh, the bitch got me. Other than that, no, nigga. No, no.
Yeah,
ain't about to get me like
exactly.
that.
Let's do a public service announcement. Yes, we're not condoning nothing
right.
under the age of 18.
I always dated upwards to like 10 years older than me.
Hey, and guess what? I'm happy for you. When I was a young dude, when I was in my teenage years, them old bitches,
with,
that old pussy.
Yo.
And, hey, I don't get me wrong. I accepted all that old pussy. Matter of fact, all you old bitches, thank you for giving me that old pussy when I was a young dude. But guess what, bitch? If you would have got caught back then, you would have went to jail. Hey, sucks to be you.
But these are the same old bitches that's talking about R. Kelly. When y'all around here talking
right.
about y'all.
Now, mind you, now, let me tell you something. When it comes down to R. Kelly, right? When it comes down to R. Kelly, I don't give two flying fucks. All I know, R. Kelly's a grown ass man.
Thanks.
If you get caught, you get caught. Sucks to be you. I ain't gonna talk shit about you. Look, I seen the video. I can go up correction. I seen the first one. Man, look, little mama. Hey, she put that mouth on that dick. That nigga came in like 4 minutes. I remember. I'm like, aight, yeah, little mama did her thing. Aight, you got away with it. Okay, cool.
But you can't get, you can't free trial
again. But you go back and do it again. Oh no!
He do it again. They throwing a book at him.
I can't.
So I don't think he would be that stupid. Like when he had the stupid. I don't want this to become an R. Kelly show once again. But you know what I'm saying? We're
right.
just talking about it.
Well, actually,
but,
the topic basically is R. Kelly. We just ain't saying.
Yeah, but not necessarily. But I was just gonna say when he was talking to Gail, Oprah's homegirl, he was just like, "Look, man, common sense. Like
that's Oprah. That ain't homegirl. That's a pussy."
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. That's a whole other topic. But but yeah, man. Like, so I just don't think he would be that stupid to put himself in that predicament.
No,
once his freedom,
nope,
like I said, and they're just trying to come at him with all types of stuff. But like I said, but getting back to the topic at hand, like I said, for me, like it's all we vibe, and like to be honest with you, that is my preference now. You know, when I was younger, when I was like 19, 20. I would love to have like a 25, 26, 30-year-old, you know what I'm saying? But nah, they kind of switch. I mean, I still like that age. I just shout that out. But when I was 19, they was older. Now I'm on the other end. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I like to keep it
hashtag
fresh. I like
happily married man.
Hashtag happily married man. And
hey, that's what made me call in. So I heard
check
that
check
part.
It.
I'm like, yeah.
Check it.
It was that just
now, it's like the iPhone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what is it? 2020? So it's too, that, like, you know, the 90s babies, you know what I'm saying? The 20s, you know what I'm saying? So now the 2000s about to drop. You about to get them 2000s, you know what I'm saying? 2000 women about to be out here, about to, you know what I'm saying? It's 2019. So, yo, that's how I am. And then, like I said, I love, like, especially as I got older, you know, I was just like, you know, I can already see, like, this is about to be a whole millennium switch up. You know what I'm saying? Millennials is about to rule. You know what I'm saying? They're coming into power now. Like, the, my Generation X is switching up. It's a changing of the guard. So it's like either you get with it or you're going to get left behind. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is that's why I like to keep a young vibe to me. You know
but,
what I'm saying? I like to,
but I'm going
to
say what these women saying that's that. Listening, right? Because you got some of them saying this, so I want y'all to answer this. What can an 18-year-old have in common with a 40-year-old man? Because they're going to say it, and they're thinking it. So
you want me to say that? You want me to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell you? All right, if I'm going to keep it all the way thorough, I mean, I just think, you know, like, it depends, like, the body, the sex is going to be amazing for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just being honest,
right.
You know, if I'm going to be 100% honest, that's the one thing. Number two is, like, I'm not no stuck-in-the-mud type guy. You know, I love just young shit. Like, I love new music and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we can vibe on that level all day. You know what I'm saying? And then as far as the maturity, like, I'm a type of person, and I'm just speaking for me, where I have different personality traits where I can just adapt to certain things. You know, like, I'll find common interests. Okay, like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, we like this. We both share this. We both share that. So, you know, I'm not saying that's my preference. I'm not saying that's what I'm looking for. So don't typecast me like, oh, I just want somebody's age. I'm just saying if something came my way and we just vibe like that, you know what I'm saying, and I wasn't married and stuff like that, then, look, I'm not about to just stop myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially, like, I want to make sure that it aligns right, because I look at everything, you know what I'm saying? So it would just have to be the total right situation, because I'm not going to put myself in a position where I could, you know, where it could just come back to haunt me in any type of way. So I'm going to really try to analyze everything before I would even give that a shot. You know what I'm saying? So if I keep it all the way, and the thing is that might be a little too young, because I'm, you know, if I'm going to go out, I like to be social. So I'm saying I want to be able to have a drink and have a conversation.
18 is the right number.
All right,
18
look,
is
so
the right number.
How about you give
18,
your perspective on it? What you think?
18 is the right number. Bitch, you legal. Look, I'm a say what R. Kelly said. I don't see age. I see legal. Bitch,
okay.
18 is the right number. Why? Because I ain't
got
to go to jail to get that pussy. Now, mind you,
I
take care of my bitches. You see what I'm saying? So the fucked up thing about it is, like, now that I'm older, the younger broads come to me. Just like when I was a young dude, I used to go to the older broads. But, like, now that I'm older, man, them young bitches, they come. And they coming.
That happens, yes. That's facts.
But,
like I said, when
is.
You're young, you don't want no man that's your age. You want
right.
somebody you can learn something from. And here's, let me
right.
answer this
and
question.
I teach them hoes.
Let me ask them this question that I ask Mo, right? And I said that there's women that's listening to this show saying, what does a man 40 years old or 35 years old have in common with an 18-year-old? So let me answer this question for y'all. Listen, let me tell you something. Just because you've been through life, some of the things in life that you've been through have ruined you, okay? It has made you hard to be around. It has altered your personality. You don't trust nobody. You don't. You're always nagging. Where you going with my car? Why you going here? Why you going there? Why you doing this? You become your mama. You become a being that a motherfucker don't really have to deal with. Man, a young girl, that's what she ain't going to do. She ain't going to do all of that. She's going to get her some penis, get her something to smoke, get her something to eat. She's going to go to work and get a little money. She's going to go pick up her little money from him, and it's going to be easy breezy. So what I can say to you young women, to you older women that want to seem more appealing, is just to stop. Don't nag the man. Don't let the man run over you. Now, if he's trying to run over you, he's just not for you, but don't nag the man. Don't let him run over you. But chill out. Young women, they chill
because
they ain't been through as much hurt as you have in your life. So you know what y'all women call it is, oh, they ain't been through what I've been through. I done been through it, so I'm seasoned. And that
is why they running from you.
And
that's
look,
why they
I'm gonna say another thing. I'm gonna say another thing too that's appealing to me. At that age, a lot of times they don't have kids yet. You know what I'm saying? Like when you get older, women they got two big kids.
Well, yeah, you
know
just like women that don't have kids.
Yeah, exactly. And what I say, I like stripper bodies. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm keeping it all the way thorough, I like a stripper body.
I just say
you know
that. Listen,
I don't have one.
Listen, let me tell you something. I can sit and say, oh yeah, I got a friend here, I got a friend there, whatever. I don't have one lack. Not one lack of admirers.
Yeah.
I chose not to deal because I know what's out there. And for me, I'm so different that you got to show me that you different than what I know that's out there. And if you don't show me that, then I'm not paying attention. You got some jokers that have put forth their representative now. The dude I was talking to when I came here, you know, they put forth that representative.
Okay.
And then once they feel like they got you, then they'll start, you know, slacking up X, Y, and Z. But see, I'm that one. Because what we ain't going to do is go no years down the road with you dogging me out. One thing you ain't going to do is dog me out. If you going to come to this, to my table, and we're going to build and we're going to get this money together. We're going to respect each other, and we're going to do what we got to do. So you're going to have to step out your norm to deal with a woman like me. Now, if you're not ready to step out your norm, I understand that. But just going on, because when I go left, when I go right, go left. Because I'm always go right. I don't have a lack of admirers. I choose to deal how I deal. I choose to. I choose to go months and months and months and months without sex. If I wanted to turn up and get busy and, okay, yeah, so let me call the next one, I could do that. I ain't no ugly chick. You know what I'm saying? And thinking I still got it. I was out in the city last week. I was shopping for my kids out in the city. You know, little hair done, nails done, all that there. You know, some little pants on, and I had on my shirt. And I'm talking about, like, you know, every man that stepped to me. I couldn't get out my car without men and women complimenting me. And I appreciate all of that. But so therefore, I know what I'm doing.
Catching
you know
lights.
What I'm saying? I'm giving them my flyers. So when I get your attention by my looks, I'm giving you this flyer. When you see these hips and this ass, you know, sliding through, and you see this pretty face, you know what I'm saying? Because, listen, the first thing a man going to notice is some ass. Especially an ass man. The first thing a man gonna notice is your titties for a titty man.
True.
But the second thing that they gonna notice
some big old lips.
Is one or two things: your feet or your face. But in that order, they gonna look at three things. Whatever it is that pull their attention, they gonna look at your feet. They gonna look at your feet. I don't have no problem with none of that. So I was out promoting. Doing what I do, most of the men that do approach me, they feet love them. But
yeah,
I'm promoting handing out my flyers and stuff like that, you know. And so here's the thing.
Okay.
For some reason, at this time in my life, I'm attracting men that's right around my age, and I don't want them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them. Like I tried that twice. You know, my baby daddy is right around my age. My last son daddy is right around my age. He like right there with me. Yeah, no. And then the dude after him, he right there with me. Okay, look.
Ooh,
shit, two strikes.
So you want somebody older.
So now, yeah, I like older men. Like, period. But some is like, okay, maybe you should try a younger man. You know, younger man, he ambitious, he going to get to it. The thing is that you're going to have to deal with the cheating from the younger men. You got to deal with cheating from the older ones, too. But I've never been into younger men. Like, it hasn't been one or two where I was like, shit. You know, it has, I'm going to say it. But I ain't never went there. Like, I'm staying my lane. And whoever step out their comfort zone, and ain't going to be no temporary situation, whoever step out their comfort zone and show me that they willing to change their behavior, because these women out here got it messed up. These women out here, they just thirsty for somebody. So when you hear of a woman my age, you say, okay, well, she just wants somebody. That ain't me. I'm okay with I'm okay with what I'm doing. So when he step out his comfort zone and do what he got to do, I'm with it, right? So as
an older woman, I'm not going to sit and say, well, I'm going to go get a younger man because, you know, these older men ain't doing right. No, fuck it. I'm going older. Shit, I'm looking at me by the old good 50-year-old. Where the fuck they at? You know what I'm saying? Like, who ready to build? So, ladies, you can't just be so judgmental to men because
you're on that that NeNe Leakes, son. You want you like a Greg, right? Real Housewives of Atlanta type shit. That's funny.
They out here being R. Kelly, talking shit about R. Kelly, and give me old Greg. You know what I'm saying? I want an old school cat. You know, like that somebody that's chill, laid back. He ready to get to this money. And I just think that that's where it's gonna be at for me. It's not gonna be these young jokers. They don't respect what's going on, and they feel like, oh, okay, well, it didn't work with you. Listen, I have not. Every man try to go get a woman or train a woman to be like me, business savvy. And I never give a man my whole recipe because I know it happened and happened too many times. You can't train that motherfucker to be business savvy.
You know
what it is, too?
I'm
better, but she can't be me.
I'm going to give you some other stuff, too. Like, the reason why, I mean, like I said, I don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? But I do prefer a younger woman. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too. Because I just feel like it's just more vast as far as knowledge and stuff like that. So this is what I mean. Because, you know, like I said, I'm a 70s baby. If you really want to just be thorough with it, you know what I'm saying? Like the end of the 70s, but I'm a 70s baby. So I saw the 80s. I was a kid in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? I came up in the 90s. And 2000s, I've been on some millennial shit. So what I'm just trying to say is I got vast knowledge of, you know what I'm saying? But I still love the freshness because it's something about when you just fresh, you seeing things from a different perspective because you haven't been jaded with things that came before you. You know what I'm saying? And I just see that in just daily conversations. My homeboys is my age. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I can relate to some of the stuff they talk about, but sometimes they like you said, I'm stuck in my ways. I'm seeing how they stuck in their ways. You know what I'm saying? They not adapt to like new wave of thinking or new music or just new shit. Like they kind of like, oh no. And then I never wanted to be that person. It's like they got caught up like, oh, I only like shit from when I was a teenager or when I was in my 20s. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you didn't evolve. It's like you still like want to live those same days. You know what I'm saying? Where it's a new day. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I like that young energy. I like to just be around. I don't care. I can conversate with older people. I can conversate with people my age. But I love that young energy. I ain't even gonna lie. Like it's just fresh, man. Like, and it's the wave. It's where life is going. You know what I'm saying? So, you know that's kind of my take on it. You know what I'm saying? And so, what I was just saying too that I thought was interesting. Like I said, it's just like Kodak Black, something on like Instagram. I just thought was funny with this topic. And it's not talking about females, but it's talking about an old head versus a 90s baby. So Kodak Black, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's probably like on his page or something like that. He was on like Instagram Live and he was talking about how he got into it with Sticky Fingers. Sticky Fingers is from Onyx, you know what I'm saying? That's an old school rap group from like the 90s. All right, so Slam and all that other shit they had back in the day from New York. So anyway, I guess he said on his tour bus, Sticky Fingers that came on his tour bus, and he said he had that old head energy, probably like, I don't like none of this young shit, like, fuck this shit, like, it was the 90s was the shit, like, fuck y'all young dudes, like, especially dudes is always hating on the young generation. So he was like, yo, I didn't like that. So they got into it, and it was just funny just seeing how, like, and I see that happen. I see dudes that's my age, it's like, oh, that young shit, I hate young dudes, I hate, you know what I'm saying, like, why? Like, you know, you, like, jealous because not that age no more. I don't get it, especially black on black shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So I thought this was just a fascinating and topic because I'm starting to just see a divide in black folks and young black folks and older black folks. Like, what the fuck is up with that? You know what I'm saying? So like I see past that. So that's why I just think this topic is dope.
Yeah, people don't really get spiritually in tune, and they live in the moment. And when they have outgrown their moment, then they sit back and be like, I wish I could do it again. But actually, you chose the path that you took. You know, you chose doing what you were doing. So, you know, be great at where you at in life right now. Like, listen, these millennials that's coming out now, they got it made, man. They got it made, man. When I was out hustling, beating the block down, man, 2000, 2001, we ain't had the internet. the internet went popping like that. You know what I'm saying? You could get money.
I had the internet.
We're going to get into the chop up, too. We're going to get into the chop up, too. Like, we got about.
Man, yeah,
so,
run the chop up, man. Do what you do.
Oh, let's do it? Yeah, because I got some good. Speaking of that, I want to get into the chop up on that subject. All right, so a couple things, you know, we're going to run down before we get back into the subject. So this is the world famous chop up for the people out there that maybe listen to the show for the first time. This is where I like to just talk my shit, you know what I'm saying, just interesting things that happen in the news, and we can just go back and forth and give our opinions on it. So first and foremost, I got to get into some sports. Shout-outs to Odell Beckham. Came to the, you know, got traded to the Browns. The Browns is lit, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to LeBron, but I'm not even missing LeBron no more, you know what I'm saying, because in actuality, Cleveland is a football city, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we're getting some shine with LeBron with the hoops, but now – football is about to be totally lit. I got to get my DirecTV because I'm up here in New York. I got to see all the games. The Browns is like a Super Bowl contender. We was like, you know what I'm saying? We had won like one game in 2 years, just like 2-3 years ago. And now we got Baker Mayfield. We got Odell Beckham. We got, you know what I'm saying? We just got a squad, offense and defense. So I'm just so pumped up for the season. And speaking of basketball's got to get it together, man. They got to really do something because hoops, I'm a big time basketball fan, but this season, as far as the regular season, is just, I'm just waiting on the playoffs. Now once the playoffs start, it's lit, I'm gonna be watching all the games. But right now it's like the season's so fucking long. They need to change it up. The reason why I love football is because every week matters. It's 16 games and you gotta win. You know what I'm saying? So the competition is fierce every single fucking week. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just so glad that finally we can get past this whole Kaepernick the national anthem shit, and I can just get back to the game I love, which is football. And I'm so happy that Cleveland is lit. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be talked about in the news every week because our team is dope, and shout outs to that. So that's that. And then on a somber note, like I said, I'm a type of guy, I don't watch the news no more. I don't read the newspapers no more. Anything that I get is via Twitter, a little bit of Instagram, you know what I'm saying? But it's mostly Twitter, and then I just talk to different people, you know what I'm saying? Like on the show, we'll talk, and, you know, you might say some news that I missed or whatever the case may be because I don't get into the whole propaganda. But I do want to just say, you know, kind of like a moment of silence for that thing that happened in New Zealand. You know what I'm saying? I had a guy, you know, that worked at my job was telling me the situation that happened. And supposedly, I don't know if you guys heard about it, you probably did because it's probably been all in the news if you still watch the news. But, you know, I guess some open fire in New Zealand, killing like 40 people in the mosques in New Zealand. And from what I was, from the way the guy was explaining to me, this guy was like a first person, like, shooter game. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you play any video games, and it was like a real life because the guy had a GoPro. Stopped, loaded up his guns, and, you know, parked his car and just got out and just started just gunning people down, you know what I'm saying? Like, all Muslims, you know what I'm saying? It was just a crazy situation. And then the guy was telling me they had a live feed of it. So he actually watched it. I was like, yo, I can't, you know, why don't I want to watch it? Why you don't want to see it? I'm like, yo, I can't see a snuff film real life. So I just want to say, you know, crazy. I mean, I just hope no retaliation happens in the U.S. or whatever. I just, you know, stay prayed up that, you know, it doesn't affect American soil. And, you know, life is crazy. You know, everything does happen for a reason, but I just thought that was a crazy situation. So that's one other thing. And then another thing that I thought was interesting in the news was this topic of these two, I guess, Hollywood actresses got caught up scheming to get their kids into certain schools. It was one female actress, I think she was on Full House back in the day. And Netflix has a show called Fuller House with the Full House cast, like in this year, you know, like modern day. So chick from there, like, supposedly paid like $500,000 or something like that to get her kid in USC, and then she tried to write it off on her taxes and the shit came back. And then it's another female that I think is the wife to the husband, I mean, the wife to the dude from Shameless, you know, the dude that plays Frank on Shameless. Shout out to Shameless. I like that show. Shout out to Frank, the character Frank. I like that show. I like his character on the show. But anyway, his wife supposedly paid like $15,000 or something like that to fake some SAT scores for her daughter to get in. So it just goes to show how corrupt educational college system is. Like, it's so corrupt in all aspects, man, from the NCAA to the kids not getting paid on their freaking jerseys, like this dude Zion Williams was killing it for Duke. Like, how the fuck, if you selling his jersey out of all them stores on the college campus, that he don't get a percentage of that shit? Like, that's crazy. Okay, yeah, of course you give him a scholarship, he's able to shine, but if you're a star player, you should be able to make money off your jersey. Like, that's some bullshit. It's free labor. And then on top of that, all the freaking colleges and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just the first thing to happen, but it's so many people that pay to get their kids into college. And, like, you know what I'm saying? So I just hope this shit comes out and more people get exposed, because it's just bullshit. College is like $50,000 a year to go to certain schools, even more than that. Like, come on. Like, shit is nuts. You know what I'm saying? Shit is a business, and it's just to keep a elitist society intact. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when you come out, I can say I went to this place and look down on somebody who didn't. But now shit has switched up. That's why I like this whole millennium shit, because fuck college now. You know what I'm saying? Like, tools is there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just talking last week on the show how, like, Google's a fucking library. So, boom, you got YouTube, so you can learn how to do everything. You know, Google's a library. Google is a library. Like, so if you want to – if you got some hustle about you and you want to figure some shit out, you ain't got to go to college and throw all this money to do it. Now you get your credit right, get your money right, start your own business, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we're seeing so many young millionaires now who didn't finish college and just changing it up, doing it new school, new wave. So I just thought that was an interesting topic. And lastly, before I get into the final topic, did y'all, you know, want to comment, or did y'all have anything y'all wanted to, that y'all was tripping on this week?
Unexpected fine is a dangerous thing.
What's that?
Motherfucker, I just said it. An uneducated mind is a dangerous thing. All right, man.
Yeah, okay.
God damn. No, did you just say Google is a what? A dictionary?
I said it's a library. Yes, I did.
A library. All right.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I did.
I'll give you that.
It's
now, you do realize, right? All right, man. Reading is fundamental. Watching the news is fundamental. Man,
watching
shout out
news
to CNN.
Fundamental. I don't agree with that.
MSNBC, CNBC, Fox News, Chicago News, man. Shout out to all the fucking news media. All right. I watch the news every day. That's how I make my money. You
okay.
What I'm saying?
You watch it with a purpose, though.
No. But you need to understand one thing. I watch it with a purpose because I need to know what's going on in the world. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, there's a lot of people that allow social media to dictate to them what they learn as far as the news is concerned, as far as what's going on in the world. That's why so many motherfuckers are so stupid. That's why so many people are actually following the R. Kelly movement, the Me Too movement, because they don't really know what's going on. All they do is they read the headlines, or they hear somebody read the headlines, and that's it. They don't never read the whole fucking story. You see what I'm saying? So for somebody like you, I ain't done talking. For somebody like you who say he was born in the 70s, to say he was born in the time of newspapers and news, to say he does no longer watch the news,
I don't give a fuck.
Dude, you're dangerous. People like
that's
you.
Dangerous?
Dangerous. Why are you
dangerous?
How dare you?
That's what I like. I like a good debate. Why am I dangerous?
How dare you even think about saying, all right, okay, cool. You're a 70s baby. What you call you? A savage gentleman. But then
savage gentleman,
time, here comes 2020, right?
Yeah.
So here comes 2020. The next election.
Here comes 2020.
The uneducated mind is a dangerous thing. So how are you going to know what the hell is going on? Do you watch C-SPAN? No. So you really don't know what's going on. You really don't know who's voting for what. You really don't know how much of a thing.
Now let me hold on.
I ain't done speaking dangerous, man.
Now let me speak.
You're dangerous.
I look at it from
so many different levels. I look at it from so many different angles that when I hear somebody who say he born from in the 70s, man, my chest hurts. Dog.
Okay.
Oh my God, you just killed me, Ben.
Check this out, smooth. Right, now you spoke. Now I gotta come back and say what you say. I'm looking at it different from you. You said you're not on social media. Like, all you do is watch C-SPAN and CNN and MSNBC and all this other stuff. What I'm trying to say is this: certain things that I have access to, you don't know about, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not on Twitter, you don't know what I'm following, what I'm reading on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You just looking at, oh, it's just social media, so it's just some bullshit. But in fact, Twitter is plugged into different news outlets that I can get news from that I trust. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying when I say I don't watch the news or listen to the, I just don't do it the traditional way from a person from the 70s or a person from the 80s. I do it from a more of a millennial perspective is what I'm trying to say. So it's different. Like, I'm plugged in, but I'm just plugged into the things that matter to me. The things, so like, say, for instance, if I'm checking stock, I'm plugged into certain stock things that I follow on Twitter that I trust or news outlets that I trust. Because in my opinion, it's all propaganda. The United States is all fucking propaganda with all that shit. It's a mind control. I'm off the grid when it comes to that. And from what I
shout out to Al Jazeera and BBC News too.
So listen.
Shout out
right?
to my computer science
What's
degree.
Up?
I got something to say about this. Why am my dumbass going on vacation this week? And I booked my little transportation out of here. And I booked it for a week later, then I booked everything else. So I just had to cancel it, and I paid $100 more just to get it in a couple of days. So I didn't save $100 just now. And I'm just kind of upset. I just wanted to put that out.
You just wanted to put that out. That was to break it up. Great way to break that up. You know what I'm saying? But look, that's
But I'm dead ass serious, though. So what I was going back and forth, and I'm laughing at y'all. I'm looking like, why does one thing say that your reservation is in 7 days, and then 8 days, and then the other one say your reservation is in X, Y, and Z days? And I'm like, wait a minute, that's a big jump. What I did, and I had them for the wrong goddamn date. So I just paid $100 more because I was drinking. You know what I've been drinking lately? I've been drinking Jameson whiskey. And Jameson whiskey is really, really good. And it's good for you. It don't put all that extra weight and stuff on you. And I had been saying, you know what, I'm going to switch to whiskey because it's a functional beverage. You know what I'm saying? You ain't around here on here. They talking about Nook if you buck. And you ain't on Goose. Talking about Goose.
It's a mature drink.
Jameson is very mature. So you got to be mature to handle it. And it's not really that expensive. But that's what I've been drinking. And I think that I was on Jameson when I ordered that wrong. Yeah, I think so. But I got it fixed. So if anybody want to cash out me $100, I would really appreciate it.
So
it's dollar sign LaShonda McIntyre. Just putting it out there.
Now, I would like to get your perspective. You see, me and Smooth, we had two different perspectives. And shout out to Smooth. You know, we agreed at this.
Yeah, you said Google was a dictionary.
A library.
And then
that's all I said. It was
a library.
I said Google was a library.
And then
yes,
he went left and saying, how dare you, and, you know, all that, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, yeah, shout out to my computer science degree.
Facts. All right, that's great. Like, okay, I get it. Like,
so, okay, Smooth is very old-fashioned, right? And so, as I say, like, say it very loosely, we don't use his real name online for a reason, just because of who he is. But Smooth is very, very knowledgeable about a lot of things that come about that the normal person would not be knowledgeable about. Government, etc., let's just say that. So for him, it's like, you know what I'm saying, in the same way, don't get caught up in the hype. Like, okay, it's a fine line because I see what Mobians is saying, like, you know, he jumped on Google. Okay, understand this, common sense is not common. So the average person can jump on Google and feel like, oh, it's on Google, so it's true. You really have to put massive research in what you're doing. You can't go look at the first one or two things because what they teach them is, whatever pops up, that's what you do. Most people don't have that common sense, so you have to say that loosely. Most people will go up there into one or two things. Most people, if they want to spread false propaganda, if they want to lead you in the wrong way, about a situation,
it will be the first one or two situations. So what he's saying is don't spread that as a black man, because common sense is not common. And people will think,
gotcha.
Oh, okay, everything on Google is true, when most of the stuff on Google is not true. And when you find one article that you agree with, you got to find 3-4 articles that you agree with that says the same thing and do your research. It says in college. So, it, you know,
right.
sometimes you can say things and it can be, like, loose. And, you know, I use Google, but I'm, like, way down on page 3 and 4, you know what I'm saying? And I'm
correct.
Doing research and definitions, because the one thing about life is that when we say definitions, everything is about your words, the words that you choose. And one of the spiritual advisors that I used very early on was actually pushing that in me, your words that you choose to use, understand it. Look up words like lack, okay? All of these words that we use on a daily basis that we feel like is okay with, but we never sat down and really look at the meaning and the definition of the particular word. And when we look at a lot of the words that we use, that's why the white people continue to disrespect us, because we don't even know what we're saying. We don't even educate ourselves enough to know what we're saying. Good morning. Mourning is something that you do when someone passes, or you're mourning a situation. So how can you say good morning to someone when you're mourning another day? That's something that black folks do. That's why white folks say, hello, how are you? X, Y, and Z. That's why you see my
That's
post, I say
point.
Great day.
I like that.
Great rising.
I like that.
So everything is basically upon the words, and common sense is not common. We talk about the amount of
That's
followers
facts.
Versus leaders that we have here. So where he's coming
exactly.
from is a place deeper than where you are when you made that statement that you made. So, you know, you have to be mindful on the things that you say, because people are listening saying, yep, I sure do use Google as my dictionary, and that's why, you know, they the way they are. My library, you know what I'm saying? And that's why they are the way that they are, because they don't have the common sense to break things down and do the proper research and really find out what's true and what's not. You know what I'm saying? So that's my input on it. So, you know, kind of,
yeah,
you know, I get you, but I get him.
Interesting, and that's why this is real talk. All
right,
so the last.
Y'all
the
thought
last
I wouldn't
thing,
listen, but I did lose my $100, but I still was listening. Okay.
You was tight about that $100. All right, so.
Oh, yeah,
the
man,
last
I want them back. So if one of you guys want to cash out me $100, Smooth or Mo, I would appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. What happened
right,
was.
So, yeah, exactly. So the last point I'm gonna get into was just somebody I came across and on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So this is Real Talk with the Newman, Lovely Black and Mo Benz. And sometimes I like to just shout out people who's doing things unconventionally. You know what I'm saying? Who's getting it a different way? You know what I'm saying? New wave where people might look down upon it, but hey, I'm like, okay, it's a little different. You know what I'm saying? So one person I came across, you know, in the adult industry is this new chick, and her name is Sarai Minx. And I just thought she was interesting. She's a new starlet on the scene or whatever. And, you know, so I've been following her, you know what I'm saying, a little bit. I want to get her on the show possibly. So, you know, I'm just kind of, she's on my radar a little bit. So she posted something on Twitter once again, and she was just talking about kept it real. I think she said, I forgot, she wrote it down. I didn't know I was going to get into this, but she wrote down something, but she talked about how she did have like a couple pimps, you know what I'm saying? And she's young, she's probably like 24 or whatever. And she just admitted it. And I've never really seen an adult actress just admit the fact that they had a couple pimps. But when she said pimps, yeah, it was like, you know, pimps, but she was saying agents, managers. And you think about it, if you're an agent or you're a manager.
Oh, no, agents and managers are not pimps. Don't lose me. I shared the same management that Pinky and Cherokee shared, New York
okay.
Productions. New York was not our pimp. I've had Yo Rock, ENT. He was not our pimp. He was very respectful. So Don't use those words, because then, you know, you are shitting on the very positive people. I had 2 management companies, and then I had 1 person that I was working with, and that's a whole nother cop topic. We don't talk about it next week. But they were all great people. I never had sex with either one of them.
Well, look. So look. This is why.
So what's the difference between a pimp and pandering?
Okay.
What is a panderer and what is a pimp? What is a panderer and what the fuck is a pimp? Okay? Shout out to the motherfuckers out there that get paid off the efforts of somebody else.
I thought it was the same kind of thing in a way. I really did. But
now, what's the difference?
Well, not really. Because let me say this because I'm going to clarify
now,
this.
A panderer is somebody that elicits fucking sex for money. That's what a panderer does, a.k.a. a pimp. Now, mind you, what is the difference between a manager and a pimp? Because it's two different words.
It's a lie. But you asked the question, so let me answer that question. Since you asked the question, because I am from the streets. So the difference between a manager and a pimp is one, that a manager... A manager, the email, the soliciting, the bullshit, that all that shit come nonstop when you in the height of your career, when you doing what you doing, okay? You get annoyed because you can't even talk to your fans. You can't even do what you got to do. That manager is in place to weed out all of the bullshit. That manager is in place to make sure that they get that shit strictly motherfucking, listen, this is what it is, period.com. They get paid for what they're doing. The thing is that you have to have a certain name about yourself in order to obtain a manager. What the fuck they going to do if you ain't got no name for yourself? You ain't put in the work. So they are there for several different reasons. You know what I'm saying? To manage what you're doing in your career, to make sure that you are not just out here putting yourself out here just going to do this hole-in-the-wall club and going to do that, making sure your image continues to grow. Now, a pimp is a nigga that's putting pipe down on you, selling your dreams, and you're going to go and get that money. You're going to bring every dime down.
Here we go. We talk about common sense and common knowledge. We just got to talk about the dictionary and the definition of words. Jail, you better go look up the definition of the word of a pimp, look up the definition of the word of a manager, and look up the definition of the word of a
pimp. She's talking about the way that this young lady used the word pimp. And the way that she used the word pimp.
We're talking about the definition of words. The definition of words. I'm talking about the definition of the word.
Go ahead, Smooth.
What's the definition of the word?
Go ahead.
Now,
break down the definition, Smooth.
When it comes down to a pimp, okay, according to Webster Dictionary, all right, it is a person who arranges clients.
Exactly.
For a particular person. Now, that's a manager.
And he's going to get his percentage.
Part in the earnings in return. See, like, people
exactly.
Don't understand. All right,
that ain't no pimp
because
a pimp take it all. Yeah. So Webster ain't
You got the game confused.
Exactly.
Depending on the pimp, it depends on the type. You got
exactly.
Listen here, I'm from the streets, baby. I don't care what you telling me.
Can't hold down, baby.
I'm from the streets. I ain't no real pimp that's going to say, give me a percentage. So them niggas ain't pimping. They motherfucking pimping. Understand
you
me?
Finessing.
Nigga, you have a motherfucking bitch. That's your bitch. You pimping every dime. You see
the
dot com. You ain't pimping.
You got the game confused.
No. I'm my own pimp. You point out one chick in the game that says she got a pimp and he let her keep a percentage. You show me one by next week.
These managers,
that ain't
the one you just said.
No, niggas ain't managing shit, man. Niggas bought everything, man. Is you crazy, man? That shit sound good to
it's
y'all because y'all don't know what the fuck it is, nigga. I've been 10 toes
no,
down.
Don't use the word y'all.
For a long time.
Listen,
I've been
like
out
that.
Here in the mud
yeah,
for
no,
a long time. Ain't no real motherfucker finna say.
The word y'all.
No, ain't no real motherfucker finna say. You can keep a percentage of this, baby. Hell no,
you know,
these niggas,
that's
these niggas boyfriend pimps and shit these days. You crazy? That's
y'all.
That shit.
Hold on, Miss Love and Black.
You ain't finna tell me about these streets, nigga. I was 10 years down. 15, 16 years. After this bitch doing it by my fucking self. How you make me running circles around these motherfuckers? You're not gonna tell me about it then. No,
but
no,
look,
no, no.
Can we
look,
you
look,
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 can we all give each other's point of view because we all talking at the same time?
It ain't no
can
goddamn
like,
motherfucking fine getting a percentage.
I did it. I refuse to let this girl talk over me. And that's my
yeah,
dog.
Please.
That's my nigga.
Let's move go and then you come back.
That's my dog.
Let,
that's my nigga. Hey, bro, we've been down for damn near 20 years and I still refuse. How dare you? Come on now.
So look. Let's get his point, and then Ms. Love and Black, you can come back. You know what I'm saying?
Look, like I ain't fucking with him tonight with this bullsh** that he on. You understand me?
Go ahead.
Listen,
go ahead.
Like that. That nigga know me. Like, know me. He already know, man. Like, come on, man. I done trained so many niggas out here to do what they do. You understand me? I done trained. I ain't the motherfucker that has been on the other side being choosing and doing all the other shit, man. I done trained this. Listen, I know this game. Front was in backwards. You understand me? So what I'm telling you is, fuck what them. That's why Google not a dictionary. That's why Google not a library, nigga. These motherfuckers put
thank
that fuck shit out there and they're talking about that's what it is, man. Fuck what Webster talk about, nigga.
Google.
Ain't no real motherfucker finna talk about. Give me a percentage. Give me a percentage. No, motherfuckers gonna do what they gotta do and get that. Get they work. Better believe that.
Okay. And those are ones that's not gonna last. Those are the pimps that's gonna be like flash in the pan or go to jail or whatever. I'm trying to just say it's a sophisticated way of pimping nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And all I'm just trying
no,
to
no, we're talking
about
nowadays.
We're
talking about the definition of the word pimp. We're talking about the definition of the word pimp. No. All right.
Because look,
like, all right,
look. No.
Like Black going off
I'm just
experience
saying.
And shit, but then you gotta look at in the beginning the motherfucking pimping, you gotta look at other cultures, you gotta look at how the fact they used to have whorehouses. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You had the bitch
yeah.
in the fucking house, the dude come through. You see what I'm saying? The motherfucker, the house get paid, the bitch
yeah.
get paid. There's a difference. You going
okay.
by what you think you know for this for from what the seven?
No, that's how they do that shit in Vegas. That's how they do that shit in Vegas. Well,
we talking about Africa.
A manager versus a pimp. At the end of the day, okay, listen, one thing about me, fuck a nigga, I ain't finna pay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it right, fuck a dude, I ain't finna pay no dude. But when it came down to it, when I put that woman in position, I needed her in that position. She didn't do nothing that I did not need her to do, and therefore... Therefore, you was my manager. You managed my shit for me because the shit was overwhelming. There's no way that I'm going to be flying to California and coming back and all that shit.
Somebody just started out and they ain't got a manager? Really?
Hell no, not for real.
They
not for real. Listen, if they just started out, they got a pimp. Get it right. Because they done got somebody that done talked some shit in their head and told them, listen, baby, you could do this and I believe in you. And they done jumped out there talking about their manager, but they really, they pimp for real because they handling all their business and their money. Now, one thing about it, I never let nobody collect my money. You better talk. You was going to say what it needed to be, but that money came to me.
Check this out.
I don't need nobody. Never need, not one of my managers ever arranged anything sexually for me. That was a no go. I never need her.
I'm talking about all of it together. I ain't just talking about sexual.
You said
fuck it. No, that was business only.
Nigga,
and that
I
wasn't that type of
business.
All right. So let me ask this question. Let me just ask, look. This is just a question. You know, you would know.
Look,
more
right. Let me get in here.
I'm giving you the thing. Yeah. Let me me just ask this question, right? All right, this is real talk, right? So this is, we keep it thorough here. We only got about, 7 minutes left. So what I'm trying to say is this. All right, I have a company, right? And I get a female, like a female comes out, you know what I'm saying? And we work out an agreement where she is going to, like, I just want to say this too. Shout out to Pimp C. He said one quote. He said, "Pimping ain't dead. It just moved to the website." So what I'm just saying is this. If, say I'm in California or I'm in Miami, whatever, and she comes over to me and I'm like, look, you know what? I can get you a movie. You know what I'm saying? We can work something out. I get a percentage and I'll make sure I'll handle your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get the lion's share of it because you're the performer. But I'm going to get a kickback, you know what I'm saying, whatever the percentage that we negotiate, and I'm going to get you clear, I'm going to get you in the best companies. I don't want to put you in harm's way. I want to make sure everybody's tested and everything, and I'm just running my business. You don't think that's kind of like just more like a sophisticated – I mean, I guess pimp's got such a kind of bad connotation, but
okay.
you don't think it's a similarity?
So you said you want to ask that question, right? At the end of the day, there's a need for everything in the world. Now, see, let me ask you this. There's going to be one or two type of bitches in this situation. You got the one bitch that's going to say, I don't know, but I'm going to be famous. And she going to go with that young man. And she going to let him book. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on who he is, because if he got clout in the industry in California, right, he's going to get her further. He's going to get her further than she would get on her own, right? Here's the thing. You're going to go talk to these people, right? And then your manager fee 10 to 15%. He set them up. He putting you in places that you couldn't get to on your own. Give 10%.
Okay.
Listen, you ain't got to tell me, a boss like me, you ain't got to tell me. I ain't no boss. I'm a CEO. You ain't got to tell me, give me 10% or 15%. I'm going to look out for you on GP because that's how I had the business, right?
Okay,
you got the one chick that's going to go with that shit and say, okay, I'll give you 15%, set it up, let's do it, right? Then you got a chick, you got another chick, right? And she's going to say, oh, okay, you told me she's going to get me in college and you're going to get me in movies. And she's going to say, oh, okay, cool. And he's going to go put her down on about one or two movies, and she gonna go and turn up so hard that they gonna be talking about her. She gonna drop him, and she gonna get her own shit. So it just all depends on who you're dealing with, how you're doing it. See, he's trying to get over what he can eat, but at the same time, a female that understand how it goes, she gonna eat. Now it depends on how you looking at it, because you got a lot of situations where that 15% turn into everything. See, a man going to take you out to Cali just to see how much money you can get, and when you actually getting money, then once you get money, he want to be your boyfriend.
Like, what actress are we talking about? Because I'm a fucking manager. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Both, man.
What's up?
Actress that we talking about, are we talking about porn, or we just talking about actress in general?
No, she's a porn actress. A porn star, however you want to say it.
A motherfucking manager, right?
She can't be a star.
Is a person responsible for controlling.
I think she's a star.
Administering all or part of a company or similar organization. Now, your body, if you're a fucking actress, right, you're a company.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're doing porn. It doesn't matter if you're a fucking dancer. It doesn't matter if you're in a movie.
Yeah.
You are a company. A manager does what? He is responsible for controlling or administering all or part of that company. You see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that is no different. See, people use words, but they don't know the definition. People have this insight only based off of perception. And like I said, baby girl,
I agree with you on that one.
Ain't no manager, no pimp. Fuck all that shit. Read what you want to read. I'm hired to listen whoever I needed when I was out there.
Ain't nobody pimp me, but you can't pimp me.
I'm a pimp myself.
So at the same time, here's what it is. The female in question looked at her manager as a fucking pimp.
I had a manager. So you telling me that my manager was actually my pimp when I put them in position because it was too much for me to have?
Look, it seemed like, look.
Hey, we need to get up out of this bitch, think though. Listen, holler at me because I'm super close and I'm on that Jamison already tonight. And I told y'all we're gonna be live. Check me out on the new MissLovelyBlack.com. You can find all the social media networks. We're gonna be right here next week. Bite me. Hey, look, me and Smooth are going to start doing some after show clips, man. You don't want to miss that shit. It's going
to
be hilarious, man.
I need to do that.
Mobile
side
act. Did
the motherfucker just tell
me
what the fuck I'm
going to
do?
I sure did. Shut the fuck up. Mobile side out.
Shit, yo, this is Mo Biz. So, yo, check me out. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be on the show, you know what I'm saying? I want to like get some people on the show. I know I've been saying this, but I'm gonna get to it. But definitely get at me via Gmail. It's mobiz.
Brandy girl who had the pill.
gmail.com. Yeah, I gotta get her.
Ain't that a bit?
She started something, man. Shout out to Sarah Mix. Look her up, man. She's doing her thing on Twitter. I'm gonna have to put you on.
What's the bitch name?
Show you who she is. Sarah is spelled
S-A-R-A-H. You ain't got no Twitter, so why you worried about it, Bimbo?
M-I-N-X, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
I watch porn all day, you heard me? I'm a porn kind of fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Good night.
I'm not knocking it, but you ain't on Twitter, Smooth.